Saratoga County officials are encouraging business owners to take advantage of available grant funding to assist small companies during the pandemic. During Wednesday's coronavirus update by the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, leaders highlighted aid that has been made available to small businesses. Phil Barrett is the town supervisor of Clifton Park.
Many of them have struggled through. To this point, some haven't made it. But we needed to do everything possible to help as many businesses as possible make it through the most difficult time of COVID pandemic and the reopening.
Early in the pandemic, the Clifton Park IDA partnered with the town to purchase and distribute masks to small businesses. The Clifton Park IDA and Saratoga County IDA have partnered to provide hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants to businesses to purchase personal protective equipment and other supplies. Recently, the Saratoga County IDA voted to boost funding available to small businesses. Rod Sutton is the organization's chair.
In our February meeting, the IDA allocated another $250,000 to the program for a total of $750,000. Right today, we have issued checks of over $420,000, so we do have a balance of well over $300,000 for future applications.
The funding is open to companies that are headquartered in Saratoga County with less than 50 employees. Scott Skrifels, owner of Ravenswood Pub in Clifton Park, like many other restaurateurs, invested in a tent to allow for socially distanced outdoor dining. With the cold weather approaching last fall, Skrifels said he was able to take advantage of the IDA program.
Going into the fall, we didn't know what we were going to do, but these grants became available. They allowed us to retrofit the inside of our restaurants with plexiglass and Lexan. It also allowed me to keep the tent up further into the season so I could keep my employees working. So without these grants, I don't think we could have went as long as we could have went. And it also allowed us to purchase one of our tents so we can get started earlier in the spring.
Jessica Fuller, owner of the Hot Yoga Spot, which has several Capital Region locations, including one in Clifton Park, said she dug into her pockets to purchase thousands of dollars of equipment in anticipation of reopening under Governor Andrew Cuomo's phased reopening strategy last year.
HEPA purifiers, PPE, new signage, stuff like that to be ready to open when phase four came. And then as everybody knows, phase four came and fitness found out a few days before we were not included. We were not given a date when we were going to be able to reopen. So the thousands of dollars I had spent on this equipment to be able to open just kind of sat in an empty studio for months.
Fuller said eventually she was able to use the IDA funding to recoup some of the equipment costs needed to reopen. But she cautioned that even with support from the local up to the federal level, it's still not an easy time for small business owners.
I want to make sure people know, like, small business is not out of the woods. I hear it all the time, like, you're open again, you must be thrilled, things must be really easy now. I can assure you they're not.
Officials also provided an update on vaccination numbers Wednesday. To date, more than 36,000, or more than 15%, of Saratoga County residents have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. More than 19,000, over 8% of county residents, have received two doses of vaccine. I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.